Hello, hello. Welcome to Your Home by Design, the podcast where we talk all about our homes and how they affect our health and well-being. Some episodes, we delve deep into the research, and some, we just chat. I'm Nico, an interior designer and researcher passionate about bringing forward the findings so that you can improve your lifestyle and well-being. Grateful to have you. Let's do this. Hello. Welcome to today's episode. Today, we're going to chat about the season that we are in right now. As I record this episode, it's spring. The spring is such a lovely time of year. All of a sudden, we become more aware and attuned to the outside world. We start to notice things like the sound of lawnmowers and birds chirping. We start to feel the warmth of the sun and going outside with a t-shirt on and not all the layers that we pile on in the winter. You see the buds starting to come up in the gardens and the beginning smells of blooming flowers. And something happens to us during spring and how we respond and interact with the outside world. But the enjoyment in witnessing change and growth and new life, well, it's actually in line with and it mirrors how you start to feel within your home. All of a sudden, you have the urge to make improvements, to maintain and fix things, to clean and organize things. We notice things that need to be done and we want to freshen things up to feel renewed. It is this time of renewal. And if you dig a bit deeper into the word renewal, well, its meaning is to begin again, to make something better. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about just that, renewal. What that means for us on a personal level, what the benefits of renewal are, and how the renewal of our spaces creates a fresh new you. So what does renewal, the word renewal, what does that mean for you? Because when you think about the seasons and the fact that spring naturally elicits this desire for renewal and freshening things up, it's important to recognize that in nature, this is an annual thing. New growth, change. You know, this happened last year. The spring happened last year, and the spring will happen next year. So if you are urging to renew things, then you have the momentum of spring. And it's the chance to really address things and to consider what isn't working for you currently and to get lost. And I love this because I really think this is crucial, is to, you know, one of the things that spring does is it causes us this feeling of inspiration. And I think that to get lost in that feeling is so beneficial and to act on it. And I think you can really do that in your home. When I was writing this episode, I was looking into all the ways that, like, historically, how we are affected by the spring, what we do because of the spring, you know, things from like festivals and you know, traditions and all of these things that really do happen because of the time of year. And, you know, even artists, like how they are inspired and impacted by the seasons. And spring is such a significant time historically for people traditionally and then, of course, for artists. And I came across a few quotes in that process that I just wanted to read because, I really like them. So the first one is from Robin Williams, and he said, "Spring is nature's way of saying, let's party." And I think that that's really important to mention because oftentimes spring being with the warmer weather, everyone looks to kind of come out of their shell. They come out of their homes, they come out of kind of hibernation. And it's really about looking forward and saying, yes, like what can we do in our lives to either socialize more or to plan activities or to change up our exterior so we can get outside more or we can do things to our interior to host more because barbecue season's coming up or whatever it is. But so I love that quote because it's like, let's party. Things start to come alive
in spring. The next one is by William Shakespeare, and it's April hath put a spirit of youth in everything. And I love this quote because it's true. The start of spring is new life, and you see these lovely little colors and growth starting to happen. And the last one is by Leo Tolstoy, and it's spring is the time of plans and projects. And I think that, well, that it is what it is. It sounds like he said it, and it's so true. We do start to plan things and tackle projects and crave projects, look for them. And you may wonder, what is it about spring that causes you to feel more energetic, more inspired, to crave change and improvement, and to have the feeling of being hopeful? Well, when spring hits, there's a bunch of stuff that happens. We get more daylight and sunlight, which boosts our serotonin levels. And when our serotonin levels are higher, we have a mood boost. And when you feel good, you feel good. You're hopeful. You're energetic. So there's no surprise that we have these almost fresh eyes when we look at our home, and we just feel hopeful about making changes. You know, and also the world around us starts to become more colorful, and color has such huge effects on our moods. You know, green, for instance, is associated with health and well-being. It has a calming effect, and it's associated with renewal. Ding, ding, ding. Our topic today, which green is everywhere in the spring. And the colors of flowers too. I mean, wherever you live, what's the colors of the flowers that you're starting to see in spring? Because no doubt those colors are having an effect on your mood. And the days get longer, which just improves our mood. Vitamin D levels are boosted. Our circadian rhythms are more balanced. And I'm sharing this with you because it's just important to recognize that there's some really good things happening to us as a result of the impact that the environment is having on us. So it's important to capitalize on it, and to realize that you not only have the chance to look at your home and what's working or not within the home, the projects, you know, how to become better organized, how to deep clean. But it's also the chance to really consider how you personally want to improve, how you need to be renewed and refreshed. So I want to mention this because it doesn't stop at, hey, I want to reorganize my closets and I have the energy to tackle it. So oh my gosh, let's reorganize. Let's come up with a new vision and let's just go for it. You know, sure, reorganizing your closet, it will absolutely benefit you. Organization is key for things like time management, or, you know, for your brain to stay on task, even to help you be more creative. So there are certainly many benefits to just tackling an individual project like reorganizing. But what's really important is to flip the script and look at it from the perspective of how do I personally want to be renewed and refreshed? It's spring. You're feeling more energetic, in a better mood, more hopeful. So it's time to really think about the ways that you want to change, grow, and evolve, because you're already feeling hopeful. So you're going to have a really good outlook and a positive outlook on how you personally want to grow, change, and evolve. You know, what are your goals for the coming years? You know, this is really the time, and I know we talk about New Year's, like January is the time that you want to set goals. You know, really? I disagree. I feel like, okay, yes, it is a new year, but springtime is when you can actually put those goals into action because you feel good. You're ready. You're more energized. You know, this is the time of year to put pen to paper and dig into that. So how can you make the changes that support the person that you want to be. So for instance, do you want to be a less anxious or stressed out person? Do you want to be more productive and achieve some of your personal goals? You know, do you want to eat better and exercise? Do you want to be more interesting, more reflective and empathetic? You know, it may come as a surprise, but our homes and the way we set them up can really be useful. They're a tool to help us keep on track, you know, but not just to keep on track, to also mirror back our life and inspire us to be more, you know, because as you've heard me say, and you will hear me say again and again, it's about creating a home that's as beneficial as it is beautiful. Because we all want a beautiful home, right? The way that you see a beautiful home may be different than someone else, but ultimately you want to set up your home to be beautiful. But there is no sense in spending your precious time thinking about the ways to make your home look more amazing, and then all the time trying to make it look amazing if there's no benefits to you. You know, what's the sense in that? Maybe it's to impress your friends or your neighbors, you know, and that shouldn't be the reason for making your home beautiful. You should be making your home beautiful because it has benefits to you. You can feel the effects of being in a space that makes you happy, that you've created and carved out, that feels personal and intimate. Hey everyone, just wanted to thank you for tuning in to Your Home by Design. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. It would mean the world to me. You subscribing to this show means that I can bring more content and more research on how you can improve your health and well-being by the design choices in your home. So don't forget to hit that subscribe button, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. Puts a smile on your face. Or lifts your mood when your attention is caught by something that makes you happy. So if you have these things in your personal life, you might find, I don't know, maybe you've read a book or you've heard about, you know, looking to others, right? People who are like crushing it in their area of expertise, whatever that is, whether that's their fitness, their health, or you know, the art that they create or the career that they have or how they maintain their home, whatever area it is that you're like, I want to improve on this, or I wish that I was more X, Y, and Z or whatever, you know, they will have certain ways that they set their life up to be able to continue crushing it, right? You know, someone who lives an active, healthy life is probably going to have their kitchen set up in a certain way, and the way that it's set up will foster their lifestyle. So the way that they store food, for instance, or how they prep their food, you know, maybe they've got, you know, things like protein snacks or a hydration station, you know, they have to make intentional choices to support and maintain the lifestyle that they want and the lifestyle that they love. And you know, maybe that's an extreme case. I don't know, maybe you're not uber into health and fitness. I don't have a hydration station, but it's an example. And you know, it's you saying, hey, I want to be X. Now, how can I set it up, my home up, so that I can be X easier, more consistently, so that it doesn't feel so out of reach? So to share an example from me, when my house is clean, I feel so, so much better. And I'm sure many of you can relate. For me, when I walk through my home, when it is clean and organized, I can analyze my spaces more efficiently. So for me as an interior designer, that's really important because I critique them and I analyze them and I think, you know, what's going to change here? What can I do to style this differently? Or, you know, and I know that I am more organized with life tasks when my home is organized. In general, my home feels like I'm happier in my home when it feels clean and not cluttered. You know, my eye is drawn to things that I want to look at. So the things that I've placed in intentional places, my eye goes to those more often because my gaze is not interrupted. My attention goes to the things that fill me up. And that's really important to recognize in your home. Where do your eyes go? Because where your eyes go, your mind goes and your words go. So if your eyes go to a mess and clutter, then your mind is going to feel the effects of that. And then your words are going to reinforce that because you're going to speak negatively about that aspect of your home. And the way that we speak about our home, because we are so closely tied to it and connected to it, we feel like our home is a part, it's an extension of ourselves. When we speak negatively about our home, we are ultimately speaking about ourselves in a negative light. You know, and when we talk about things being disorganized and the impact that it has on us, a lot of times that comes down to making sure that you have a routine in place that supports your home to be organized. So whether that's going through stuff on a regular basis, whether that's spending 10 minutes a day just putting things back in the places that they live. You know, for me, I've got kids, so that's really, really important. And there are certainly many days where I don't have the energy to put things back in their place, but I certainly feel the effects when they're not. So routines are really, really important. And when we talk about people who are crushing it in whatever area they're crushing it in, they probably have really solid routines because essentially routines are the thing that keeps our life consistent and keeps us achieving the big or the little things that we want to achieve. And it's really important for our brains as well. If we have routines, well, you don't have to work as hard. Your brain knows what's next. You know, you don't have to think about it, right? You just have to do it because it's your routine. And you know that on this day, this happens. And at this time, that happens. And it's an amazing thing because I think we often look at routines as being boring, right? It's like, you know, how boring is a life full of routine? Well, what I've learned is that having routines actually allows you to be more creative. Your brain actually becomes more creative when you have routine, which I find really amazing. I mean, obviously, if part of your routine is going to paint, you know, you're not going to have a routine where you're like, every day I'm going to paint the left corner blue and the right corner red and the middle is going to be gray. You know, that's, you know, you need freedom within the routine. But if you've removed the guesswork where you can remove the guesswork, it's very beneficial. So as I wrap up today's episode, and I hope I didn't jump around too much, I didn't have as good of a sort of like structure to the episode as I normally do. But I just want to leave you with a few things to really, really think about when you're feeling that spring, those spring vibes where you just want to freshen things up and you want to feel that sense of renewal. You know, first, just to reiterate how important it is to really recognize what you want to change on a personal level. And then to say, what can I do within my home to support that? So if it is your health and your lifestyle, what are the things that you can do? Like, do you need to change up some of the things that you have in your kitchen to better suit what type of food you want to eat? Do you need to do a home gym? If it's wellness that you're after, like, what are the things you can do? Maybe, you know, there's these like dry saunas you can get, you know, if you're willing to go that far as to buy a sauna for your backyard or something like that. But you can do little things as well. And this is what I want to mention is, you know, even things like in your shower, you know, think about hanging eucalyptus in your shower. So as you're in there, you're getting the scents of the eucalyptus. Think about just keeping your bathroom uber clean and having a plant in there, you know, investing in things like essential oils or a beautiful loofah sponge, like just to think about those things, like this is going to help me, you know. And then the other things that I want to say is how important it is within the home. Of course, we talked about organization, what that does, how that benefits you, but also there's things like creating the unexpected. I touched on this in a previous episode, and I talk about this in my mini series. But it's creating the unexpected. So how do you do that, and why is it important? Well, it kind of tricks your brain a little bit. It tricks your brain to say, whoa, what's different there? And then your eye's drawn to it. And then you have the opportunity to put something there that you love, that makes you happy, that gives you that feeling of awe and wonder. And this can be done as simple as rearranging things on your coffee table, you know, or changing up your artwork. You know, it's almost like when I say a trick of your brain, you know, you get so used to your home environment, things become static and you don't notice them. They fall to the background. And so it's about saying, especially in the spring, changing things up. When you're feeling more inspired, you're going to feel more confident. You're going to want to take more risks, which I think is really, really important in your home. And I think that it's about looking at your space and switching it up to draw your eye, and creating the unexpected has such amazing benefits to you on a personal level. So look at doing that. Look at introducing certain colors within the home. You know, of course, you have to, you know, I'm cautioning you here is that when you introduce colors, make sure that they work with your overall scheme, because again, you don't want to detract the eye to something that doesn't work. You want to be drawing your eye to the things that do work, that bring you joy, and that have a positive effect on your brain and your body. So looking at colors, how can you bring certain colors into your room? Textures, you know, bringing in those natural elements. So textures and lighting, bringing in the natural light. So making sure those windows are clean so that natural light can come in. If your windows are dirty, it's amazing how much light just grime and dirt actually blocks from your window. So creating those points of connection with the outside world. And if you don't have a view of the outside world, bring it in, you know, bring the outdoors in, get a plant, buy some fresh flowers. I really do believe that fresh flowers, in your home are very beneficial to you. It's just creating those little moments of joy, but also making sure you mirror your life, right? You've got personal things in your home that mean something to you. Make sure you highlight them. And if you don't have personal things in your home, please find them. You know, if you're going anywhere, if you're going on any travels, on any holidays, you know, consider buying something. It doesn't have to be you know, anything huge that you have to ship home. It could be something small that can fit in your suitcase, but just starting to layer in those things that have meaning, and that when you look at, they remind you of a memory, they remind you of a place. You know, even if you've always wanted to travel and go to a certain country, but you haven't made it there yet. If that's on a goal of yours, you know, again, how can you set your home up to inspire you in that way to help you achieve that goal? Maybe you're saving for it, but you're not there yet. So what do? You just buy something from that country, or you look into an artist from that country, and, you know, and again, it doesn't have to be anything big and bold. It could be something small, but the point is that it just in you, it elicits this positive reaction of this is my goal. This is what I want. And when I look at it, I want to work towards going there. I want to work towards attaining my goals. So yes, springtime is renewal. Springtime is growth. Springtime is a beautiful time of year. And it's such a great time of year to really look at the person that you want to be, the person that you want to become, or the person that you are that you just want to showcase more in your home. I hope you have a beautiful spring. I hope that you are able to tackle some projects that benefit you and not only make your spaces beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and we will catch you soon. Bye. To learn more, check out my website, yourparo.com. That's yourparo.com. Also, follow me on Instagram at @homewithnico. As always, thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.